is on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going. This is the Beyond Good Day Hour. Stories from Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. As we honor other things in your life beside politics, sometimes entertainment, sometimes love and romance, sometimes things that just are aimed at making life better, or thinking, if you will, a little bit. One of my, friends, the best way to refer to this person, sent me a video, very retro. A lot of people, I consider all the people who listen to us on the radio to be friends. So I say someone sent me an email, and it included a friendly message, and also a word or two of meaningful retrospective input. How's that? For going
it works.
Into the past. I'm not much, especially since I started reading this book by Tolle about being in the now, not much for the past. But there are sometimes, and maybe some expressions of being in the past that are worth consideration. I came upon a song called Regret. Do you know the song?
The song called Regret.
Regret.
By who?
Is it a new or old
I believe,
song?
No, I believe it's by a group called New Order.
Okay.
Artist called New Order.
Right, yeah, sure.
All right, so you know the group.
Yeah.
The
80s kind of
yeah, I would guess that they're 20 years. Yeah, I would guess there's a 20-year-old band.
Right.
And so in my looking at this video, oftentimes with a video, you get the words. The words, also known as the lyrics to a song. So I was, as the song was playing, I found it catchy. As I'm looking at the lyrics, I find it more poignant than catchy. Maybe I've forgotten the name and the address of everyone I've ever known. It's nothing I regret. Save it for another day. It's the school exam, and the kids have run away. I'd like a place I could call my own, have a conversation on the phone. Wake up every day. That would be a start. I would not complain of my wounded heart. I was upset, you see, almost all the time. You used to be a stranger, now you are mine. I wouldn't even trust you. I've not got much to give. We're dealing in the limits, and we don't know who with. You may think that I'm out of hand, that I'm naive. I'll understand. On this occasion, it's not true. Look at me. I'm not you. I would like a place I could call my own, have a conversation on the telephone. Wake up every day, it would be a start. I would not complain of my wounded heart. I was a short fuse, burning all the time. You were a complete stranger. Now you are mine. I'd like a place I could call my own. I have a conversation on the telephone. Wake up every day, that would be a start. I could not complain about my wounded heart. Just wait till tomorrow. I guess that's what they all say just before they all fall apart every single day.
You see, almost all this time, you will be soon.
Now, is this person or is this theme one that gives you cause to think about earlier relationships, perhaps, or perhaps you think about a love lost? A song called Regret has to bring you there a little bit. How many people have regrets? And the reason that I ask the question is because thinking about this book that is written by Tolle, it's about 10 years old, about the present, being in the now. Think about all of the things that we have regrets about, and yet we can't do anything about any of them. Can we? You think about your parents, maybe, who are gone. Richie's dad's gone. Both my folks are gone. Or other people that you cared about in some limited way or some extraordinary way. And they are not here any longer. So there's no way of piercing into whatever it was that you experienced with them. And found it unsatisfactory. I think that was the thing about, I think at the end, my father and I, last 4 or 5 years of his life, really resolved most of the manure that had been literally and figuratively a part of our relationship. Not all of it. And I remember, I used to blame, how many of you have done this? Blame your one parent for the shortcomings of another? Have you ever done that? Do you ever think about
I've never
it?
I've never even had that thought, actually. No,
really?
Well, you had a pretty normal parent.
Yeah, Richie had a... Yeah, Richie actually did have a pretty normal
parent. I guess.
Jennifer has, too. I suggest that there are many of you... Well, yeah, I know. There are...
I love them.
Well, of course. You know, I don't even know... I mean, retrospectively... I don't think I understood what love was. I shouldn't get... It wasn't easily understood by me because I didn't... There was no lesson in it. There was no direct... At least, I shouldn't say I didn't understand love. I didn't get it from home. I got it elsewhere. And so, does it mean it's different? Those children who don't have their birth parents... are in a home of adopted parents. They have any less love? Probably not. I think in most cases.
Nope. I can answer that one.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, you have that circumstance. So what about a foster child or something like that? What about a circumstance like, again, mine? I spent all my time away from home just to get out of home and to be on these farms. And that's what was, you know, I look at it today as my saving grace. Do I have regrets about not having had a quote-unquote normal relationship with my parents? I don't know. I don't know that I think about it that way because I turned out, for the most part, okay. I'm not perfect, but who among us is? And that's the thing I think this song addresses to a point. And the other, it almost sounds like a Coldplay song to me. If you follow Coldplay, the stories that are told, the way that they're told musically, the way it's put together, you got to pay attention. Or at least I found myself the first time I heard it. It was only 15 minutes ago, and it meant something to me. So I wanted to go back and listen to it again. Richie, thank you for finding it and putting a different nuance or a spin on some of the words. I read it as
how in the world did you hear a New Order song? Well, did somebody send it to you?
Somebody who listens to the program.
Okay.
Heard me.
Oh, that's right. Sent you a video. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And they heard. There have been some conversations that I've had. I think it started with Jay last week, as a matter of fact. Jay Kumar, who's on this program with regularity, talking. His dog had passed. And it sort of got us to thinking about dogs in our lives and how we care for them because they care for us. And we oftentimes think that the people who can express to us or the people to whom we are attracted or, you know, they're attracted to us, what's that all about? How is it that dogs can show such unconditional love and they know us much better than many of the people in our lives? And there's always, maybe that's the secret, because they do know us better. They like our smell. And we get into relationships with people, and they don't always turn out well or the way you'd like them to turn out, because everybody's had a different course. They've covered different ground, and sometimes it just there's either a narrowing or a broadening of the focus. But with a dog, there's no narrowing of the focus. Your dog loves you no matter what you do. And what a model it is for life in the now and in the future, I think, anyway. It's very cool. So food for thought here on the Beyond Good Day Hour, 18 after the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A 5-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Frenchie's tip of the day.
I don't have anything. Go. That's what he said.
Perfect. Jennifer, back in a matter of moments. As
I'm
going to
save the world.
Saves the world.
Yes.
One splat at a time. Is it splat or splish? What is
splat.
It?
Splat.
Splat. This is good day.
Thirty-seven things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later... and the door sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now 23 after the hour with Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. Richie's story coming up in the next half hour, along with some of the contestants from The Voice, and a concept called Bear Energy. But right now, something really important about paintball and how it may save your town, your state, our country, if not the world.
Is that where you'd like me to go?
Save the world. It's on your shoulders.
You said, yeah. I'm going to save
paintball
the world.
Paintball could save the world. That's what you said.
It is. It's true. All right. So have you ever played paintballs, first of all, before we go here?
I think it's a disgusting, horrible, violent.
It's not violent. You get splattered with a little ball filled with paint.
It teaches kids that violence is fun, and it's not.
Well, it's not. I don't know if it's about violence.
Violence with paint might be fun.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, if you haven't heard, paintballs, you use like a little air gun, and you shoot these little capsules of paint at your opponent, and that person will have paint splattered all over them.
Jen and I are going to sneak onto the farm and start shooting you in the butt with paintballs one day.
I think it hurts. I think it actually really hurts.
That's exactly right. It does
sting, yeah.
I actually went to a paintball match between William Shatner and one of our morning friends, Mancow. And Mancow actually snuck out because he was such a wuss. And Shatner, who's like almost 80, or is 80 now, is playing all day. Sure. All right, so this kid, Sung Wook Paek, knew all about paintballs. He's a graduate student. He goes to MIT. He's in the Department of Aeronautics and Astronautics, so I think he's smart. And he claims if you time it just right and given enough time, pellets full of paint powder launched in two rounds from a spacecraft could deflect a killer asteroid away from a collision course with Earth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, there's only one catch.
Yeah. How'd you...
Like Rich knows, I know.
Okay, Rich, you're a genius.
No, it explain doesn't take how much to deflect the... or to change the course of an asteroid, depending on how it's
here. Right. Well, let me tell you, there is one big catch, and that is that if we're going to do this, we have to have 20 years to make it work. So if you want to get an asteroid, you have to know it's coming 20 years before you get your paintballs out.
They do.
Get ready. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and we can see what's coming. Now, the reason we know about this is Sung Wook Paek detailed the strategy when he won the 2012 Move an Asteroid Technical Paper Competition. Who knew? It was sponsored by the United Nations Space Generation Advisory Council. Obviously, they're looking for some free advice to save the world.
It sounds like a Star Trek Next Generation convention.
Isn't this funny? I know. The idea is that the paintballs would first knock the asteroid off course, just a little bit, not too much.
Right.
But the big part is that the white paint, because you got to use white capsules, the white paint would cover the front and the back of the asteroid, more than doubling its reflectivity. And at that point, the sun's radiation would act on the asteroid in a different way than before, moving the asteroid further off course so that it would slip past the Earth with no harm done.
Unless they missed their trajectory and then accidentally run the asteroid right into the Earth.
Hmm.
Yeah. As Mr. Positive.
I know.
You gotta think
now,
of all the options,
man. Supposedly an asteroid that's floating around out there that could pass close
every
to Earth
single
in either
year
2029.
We hear three stories about one that's coming this close.
Well, 2029 and 2036 are the biggest risks, I guess, facing us. He said that we're going to need 5 tons of paint so that we can cover Apophis, which is the name of the asteroid floating by Earth. There you go. So we need to get 5 tons of paintballs. And
so let me get this straight.
Stat.
All we need is to get a couple of thugs off of the street of Los Angeles who have been going and spray painting bridges.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
To take their guns and just basically
take
tag.
They have to get into
the moon, Alice.
They call it
the
tagging,
moon.
Right?
Tagging. You got to get into a spacecraft first, though.
Tag an asteroid, and then
two rounds of white paint powder, we're done.
Excuse me.
Tagging?
Yeah, tagging is when you, like,
when you
go
write
paint.
Your name
it's
on something.
Graffiti, basically.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program on the air every day until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Check us out at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com. Email to Jennifer, Rich, or Doug also at DougSteffen.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11/18/12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Jennifer and Doug, and our important stories of the day for you. I'm sure that that paintball story, Jennifer expected
it
us
to... It changes lives.
Now we know how to save the Earth.
Save the Earth.
Thanks to Jen.
Save the planet. Save our lives. We have already, in the hour's only half over, we've shown you how we can save the planet.
Save the world, right.
And now it's up to Rich McFadden to help us even more.
I'm going to help
you. No pressure.
I'm going to help you learn how to go back and achieve your glory days. Remember this?
Really? So we're always, all of us, you and Jennifer and I seem to be going backwards today, Richie.
I know.
No, this is forward, but listen. There was the big jock star.
Yeah, they peak in high school.
And they peaked, and, you know, you see them 10 years later, and it just didn't...
Lifelong losers.
It didn't pan out for them the way that it did in high school. They were the most popular. I mean. So, this kid, Javier Jones in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, seems to have figured out a way to overcome that. The only problem with Javier Jones is he's really not Javier Jones.
Really?
He was playing football.
George Jones.
No, he transferred from a Lansing school, and he was a 17-year-old senior, and he transferred to the football program there and started playing football and was doing very well. But the only problem with Javier Jones is that he's actually 21-year-old James Nash.
Ah, there you go.
Okay. I never want to leave high school, okay?
Apparently, James just wanted one last shot at his glory days.
Oh, that's cute.
So he forged all of the papers and went to this school and apparently played the whole football season and would have gotten away with it, except some parent knew who he was.
Really? How?
Aww.
I don't know. They anonymously gave a tip to the coach, who immediately reported it to the authorities at the school board. They did a little investigation, and sure enough, James is not Javier. James is James, and James is 21, and was in college for a little bit, but then decided he was getting his rear end kicked in the football field there. So back to high school I go, where I can look like the big hero.
Okay, so a couple of questions. Yeah, he obviously went to classes, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, he's fully enrolled in school.
Did he date anybody? Because that is
illegal. Doesn't, yeah, no, that could have been a problem. Right now.
Was he the one that got them? Was he like, hey, dude, my older brother can hook us up with some alcohol? And then he like went to Costco and bought it himself.
I got my older brother, James's ID.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a personal story here.
Okay.
Is in league with this.
Oh.
Well, it's sort of a personal story. My father from East Boston and his Irish buddies didn't have the wherewithal to go to college. In fact, when they got out of high school, they went right into the New Jersey League and played, what was at the time, semi-pro football. And they had state leagues, but they would play, like New Jersey would play Pennsylvania and New York and Delaware. And, you know, this is how it was
right
in the late 30s. So My father and his, let's see here, there was a, I'm trying to remember all these guys. One of them's name was McKinley. I want to say MacGyver. Dan. Oh, I can see him now. Irish. But anyway, these guys are all Riley and the, all these. This guy said to my father, you're the best player of all of us. Why don't you go see if you can try out for one of these teams? So he did. And they played in this league for a couple of years until they got to be 20, 21 years of age. Maybe a little older. I think they were 24, as a matter of fact, when they get out. And apparently a less than scrupulous college scout had been to Beverly. No, it was Beverly. I think it was Beverly. It may have been Beverly, Massachusetts. And had seen Dan Kenny was his name. Had seen Dan play football and said, there's a need for college football players, and they don't really care whether you've played ball or not. First story that wasn't true. Just they need people to go. Would you like to come to college? And Kenny says, yeah, and I got four of my friends. Can I take them with me? Yep, okay, fine. So they go to Decatur, Illinois, and they are enrolled in Millikan University. My father and these four or five other guys, and they went there strictly to play football. They didn't get paid, but they got free room and board and exposure to any college classes they wanted to go to. So they figured this would be a good gig for a year or so. Why not? And they can meet all these girls. All right? So they all go. Eastern, good-looking guys, rugged. And the girls, of course, all swoon over them. And they play football, and Millikan wins every game. Hands down. Every single game.
Yeah.
Second season, this is like second verse, same as the first. Second season, they do the same thing, go back out there again. And they are playing, and one of the refs calls over the manager, the coach of the team. Says, hey, those guys, where'd you get them? Referring to the guys from Massachusetts. He says, oh, they're guys that came out here from Massachusetts. Pretty good players, huh? The ref doesn't say anything to the coach. The coach goes back. Ref calls a timeout. He goes over to the five. He pulls the five guys aside and says, I know all of you guys because I used to be a ref in the New Jersey League. I remember, because they were good players there. They were standout players. I remember all of you guys. If you don't get off this field in 5 minutes, I'm going to forfeit the entire season for the Millikan team.
Busted.
And he went back and told the coach what he told the players. Coach looked at the five of them. They never touched the ground again. They were out of there. In the meantime, he'd met my mother. My father met my mother, who was a freshman. At 17, 18-year-old freshman at Millikan, and that's how they got together. But it was really very interesting how apparently this went on everywhere. This was before World War II, when all of the most of the eligibles were signing up or were in uniform. My father hadn't signed up yet, neither had any of the rest of his friends. Jimmy McLaughlin, that's the one I was trying to think of, who was an ace fighter in World War II and got killed in 1943. But I remember him and Kenny and all these other Irishmen that really had a great, they had great camaraderie. I could tell them the way, and I'm Dan, Kenny, and my father were friends for the rest of their lives. But it was just pretty interesting, and my father would be happy to tell you the story about how many other guys who came from East Boston or Southie went to play in colleges. They played pro football, and then they go play in the college leagues.
So. Were they going back just because they were enjoying it, or were they still trying to hold on to their glory days?
I think what they were trying to do was hold on to the glory days, in part, and it was easy for in the glory days to get women.
They're doing it for the girls.
Doing it for the girls. That's the way it always is.
Right. But if this guy goes and does it for the younger girls, then he's kind of pervy.
Well, that may be. Right. I just was reminded of my father's story, though.
That kind of plays in, because the reason that I was so interested in this story is how many people. I just went to my 30th high school reunion.
God love you, Richie.
Yeah, and how many of those people there, I mean, we all talk about the glory days. We all talked about when it was just so fun and carefree. High school was kind of tough, but you know what? It was easy. You look back on it now, and it was easy, and it was fun, and people want those days back. So
I
how
don't.
Many?
I didn't like high school at all. I prefer my life now.
I wasn't a big fan, but it's just so funny to walk around room. I walked around the room and I just watched all these people telling these stories like it was the best time of their life. And how many of you out there just think these were the best? Those were the best days of my life. I wish I could have those again.
The best days of your life.
No. See, I mean, what I did like, I mean, obviously it's nice to be cared for by your parents and not have to have, like, financial responsibilities and such. But, you know, I was a much different person in high school. I was very shy.
Yep,
I was very, like, brutally, like, worried about everything, you know. I mean, I prefer the person I am now, to the person I was
yet?
Then. I hope not.
Have you peaked in what way?
Have you peaked yet? Well, I mean, again, you know, I talk about this one guy I knew in high school. He was the, you know, the quarterback on the football team and the big jock, and he was just a jerk. Mm-hmm. And I think now he's, I can't remember what he's doing, but it's basically he peaked in high school. That was
you
it.
You think you guys have peaked?
Me?
To whom are you referring?
Both
you
of
guys?
You guys. You guys.
No. I'm, I've had some good days, but no, I don't think I've peaked yet.
I think it's all
not
in your head.
Doug, are you on a downward spiral?
In your head.
Have you reached the top of the hill? Or
some
are you going down
days,
the other side?
Yeah, I think some days I think I have reached the top of the hill.
Yeah.
And then other days I don't think I have at all. I think there's much left to accomplish, doing things smarter instead of harder. Loving.
You're always learning, and you're always
absolutely.
That's the great thing is you and I can speak for it because we still have the attitude of I still feel good.
Yep,
I can still do this. I still have a lot of things to do, and I'm going to go get it.
A lot of living to do.
Yep.
And by the way, the attitude of gratitude is not a bad thing to have.
Sure,
as well. So, food for thought here in a moment. Some of the contestants on this week's Voice, if you're interested, it's the Good Day program.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election, but the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating in essence a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
From The Voice last night, Team Adam and Blake over the show with a pretty bombastic opening, Richie, in fact.
It's Boston.
Yeah.
Peace of mind.
Right.
Hi. Not a great version of it, but I'm impressed.
No, so
they, yeah, they took it on.
I wouldn't have expected to hear this song on this kind of show.
Yeah. The Voice is the best, we think, of all of these music shows, all these talent shows. At least seems to have the most energy behind it at the moment. Here's another one of the performers, Richie, Joslyn Rivera, with Give Your Heart a Break from last night. Here with this. I say, you know, this could have been last night, last week, last month when this show started. I don't know how all of this breaks down. We had the competition, right, when the teams had to eliminate one.
Right.
There
so
were two people singing.
They go through the blind auditions. The teams get chosen.
Yeah.
Then they go into the battle round where each team member has to sing together one song, and then the coach picks the one they want to keep.
Okay.
Then they went into the battlegrounds where each team had to go down in half again, but instead they were pitted next to each other, but they got to pick their own song, and they would sing their own song versus each other.
All right, Richie,
now we're in the live rounds.
Got it. All right, Terry McDermott has Don't Stop Believing.
So good.
Here we go back to the 80s again. Here's Journey.
This is a good song.
This guy is
so good. You liked it, you watched it, it was good.
Terry is amazing.
Yeah. The judges probably loved his performance, Richie.
You can't hear him.
Can't take my word for it. Let's do the next one
for that. First Journey cover band.
I don't think it's as great as the first couple, but here's Melanie Martinez with Hit the Road, Jack.
Oh, little Ray.
Don't you come back. She's interesting.
What do you say? It's a smooth kind of...
Yeah, it's a jazzy version of it.
Yeah, right. Liz Davis singing Independence Day on The Voice. Bring us to Sean Hannity.
Yeah, we're Sean it.
Yeah, right. Judges liked her a lot. And here's an appropriate song for this hour. Cassidy Pope sings My Happy Ending.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, it's finally here, the day of decision. It's time to vote. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, the day so many of us thought would never arrive. It's today, November 6th. More than a few Americans have already taken advantage of early voting and have cast their ballots, but most of us will do it today. Once upon a time, we voted this way. Step inside the booth, pull the lever, close the curtain, and here we go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Lever pulled, I just voted for moe. But these days, most of those old voting machines have been replaced with ballots you can fill out that are read by computer or some other method. In any case, it is our turn to vote today. And who goes first each presidential election year? The answer is a small town in New Hampshire called Dixville Notch. About 24 registered voters actually voted just past midnight this morning. The town's track record when it comes to predicting who will win is a little spotty. Since 1960, the candidate who won Dixville Notch went on to win the presidency 7 times, but lost 6 times. Noteworthy to mention, there are many other candidates and issues on the ballot across the country today. The entire House of Representatives is up for election, several Senate seats, not to mention state and local races, but the national focus is, of course, on the White House. All right, let's give each man one last chance to say something nice about the other. Governor Romney campaigned in Virginia and elsewhere yesterday. Governor, you're first.
4 years ago, then candidate Obama promised to do so very much.
Well, there you go.
But he's done so very little.
That's not what we were looking for. President Obama, you campaigned in Ohio yesterday and elsewhere. Your turn. Say something nice.
Governor Romney is a very talented salesman.
Uh-oh, where's this going?
In this campaign, he's tried to repackage the old ideas that don't work and offer them up as change.
Well, thank you both anyway for the effort. We'll all be glad when this is over. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to QLSkipAYear.com to enter. That's QLSkipAYear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at QLSkipAYear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 15 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLSkipAYear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, a mixed day for the markets yesterday. The Dow was off 19 points, closing at 13,112. S&P up 3. NASDAQ with an 18-point gain. Oil prices up 79 cents a barrel, finishing at $85.65. This is what it sounded like off the coast of Long Island, New York, a week ago yesterday. The sounds of Hurricane Sandy, and now the East Coast is bracing for another serious storm. The National Weather Service tracking a nor'easter that could pack winds up to 50 miles an hour or more, causing more tidal flooding. The North Carolina and Virginia coast could be affected tomorrow. Sandy devastated regions to the north, including New Jersey and elsewhere, would be impacted on Thursday. Meanwhile, as those gas lines remain long in New Jersey and New York, Phillips 66 is now saying it will not have normal operations at its big Bayway refinery in Linden, New Jersey, for 2 to 3 weeks. That plant has been shut down since October 29th when Sandy struck. And finally, back to Election Day, we go to Fremont, California, where we find a forecasting furball who, according to his owner, has powers of prognostication. The cat's name is Mr. Nuts. He sounds a little ornery. Anyway, Mr. Nuts is 10 years old and, we're told, has used his predicting ability in past years to pick Super Bowl losers. How does he do that? Well, two litter boxes are set up and tagged with the names of the two teams, and whichever litter box Mr. Nuts chooses to do his business, well, that team will lose. Apparently, Mr. Nuts has done quite well with this with the Super Bowl, and that brings us to the presidential election. One litter box has been marked Obama, the other marked Romney. Mr. Nuts, if you please. All right, he has chosen a litter box, and there he goes, literally. Ah, yes, the familiar scratch and bury. In case you're interested, Mr. Nuts chose the Romney litter box to do his thing, which should certainly give greater confidence to supporters of President Obama. Mr. Nuts, it's not a time capsule. You can stop with the burying. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPtrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPtrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPtrust.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.